Time once again, as we start off hour number two of Sunday in the Country, to bring in Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is the website where you'll find a whole bunch of different events, all designed to raise funds, and they're athletic-related events. And Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Likewise.
Well, we are well into the summer now, even though it's hard to believe it. It's only early June, but there's just tons of different things that are going on in our area.
Yeah, there are, and in this coming week, there are some varied ones, too, the events you might suspect in the summertime, golf, but a couple other things, some more spectator-oriented, sports-related fundraisers, but a nice mix, and that always pleases me to be able to mix it up. Today, even though it's too late to go to it, it's worth noting because it's of its prestige in the running world is the Litchfield Hills Road Race. It's already kicked off, but it's a day-long thing. I mean, the green is filled with well-wishers, and it's a very festive weekend, really, and nationally known and renowned, the Litchfield Hills Road Race has had luminaries of the running world participate, and it's just a big deal, and it's maybe made more highly profiled this year because it's the 300th anniversary of Litchfield. So anyway, it's a big deal, and that's wrapping up as we speak. Now, this coming tomorrow, on Monday the 10th, there are three golf tournaments going on. The Litchfield Open is for the 29th year. That's a long time for a golf tournament over at the Torrington Country Club, sponsored by the Litchfield Lions Club. And the proceeds go to the Litchfield Sports Booster Club. That's a club that provides sports support to all the schools. There are like three high schools, I guess, in the Litchfield area. There's, of course, Litchfield High School and Wamogo and Foreman School, and they support sports all over. And occasionally, and I always will, make mention of the fact that sports programs in high schools have trouble these days. Budget constraints tend to target sports first, and in my estimation, sports are as important as music and science and math and everything else. But anyway, the proceeds go to help the sports programs. Also tomorrow, the Amenia Lions Club, another Lions Club fundraiser for the 27th year. It's being played over at the Copaic Country Club, and the proceeds, as is often the case with Lions, go to scholarships and other community programs. And the third tournament, last but certainly not least, is the Murphy Open for the 24th year. This is a tournament that Fred Stevenson and his family organized and ran for over 20 years in memory of Bill Mayberry. It's at the Egremont Country Club. It's famously known as the tournament where the only rule is that there are no rules, although we do go by the normal golf rules. It's more of a fun event. Nobody takes their game too seriously. And one of the differences of the Murphy Open is that the beneficiary changes every year. And this year, the proceeds go to both to local VFW and American Legion programs. Then moving to the weekend, this coming weekend is going to be busy. There's the on Friday, the 14th, the Torrington Child Care Center 9th Annual Golf Tournament. Will be played over at Fairview Farm Golf Course in Harlington. And the proceeds from that event will fund field trips for the kids who are part of the Torrington Child Care Center. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, 14th and 15th, Lime Rock Park, the SCCA New England Regionals. That's the Sports Car Club of America. And this is amateur racing, a very high quality, all kinds of different classes. Both Friday and Saturday, it's basically racing wall to wall all day long, both days. So you can certainly get your racing fix in this weekend. Also this weekend, Friday through Sunday, it's a three-day event, is the Goshen Stampede over at the Goshen Fairgrounds. This has been going on for 14 years. And they have all kinds of things going on. Their rodeos, young people's rodeos, or truck pulls, demolition derbies, blacksmith demonstrations, and food trucks, and all kinds of things going on. And the Goshen Stampede, Inc. is a 501c3 itself. And the proceeds, provide grants and funds to local and national causes. And on Saturday, again of the weekend, the Hopped Up for Health 5K, 12K, and 50-mile run, sponsored by Big Elm Brewing up in Sheffield. The races start there at their facilities. And their beneficiary is a very good cause. It's Volunteers in Medicine Berkshire. It's a national organization, and the Berkshires have a branch. And they provide medical and dental services for uninsured people. It's a very good cause. That's Saturday the 15th. And then the 16th, the Ryan McElroy Children's Cancer Foundation 5K, 10K is being run from the Pauling Fire Department. This benefits the Ryan McElroy Foundation, named after a child that died of cancer. And it provides sports services for children with cancer over in the New York State area. And then moving back to the Friday, this isn't the day of a sport, but it's a deadline that I've talked about this before. Friday the 14th is a deadline. If you want to buy tickets to the Travelers Championship, which is held on the 20th through the 23rd, the deadline to buy discounted tickets and help support a cause is this Friday. Now, the program is, it's like if you're going to, and I encourage anybody who's a golfer, this is a chance to see world-class golf. The best golfers in the world, Tiger won't be there, but that's okay. You got Phil Mickelson this year and all the other big shots. They're all there, and you can walk around, you can find your favorite golfer and follow him around the course, or what we'd like to do is station ourselves at one green and watch the whole field pass you by, and it's just a fun day, beautiful course. Anyway, the general admission to this is like $45 a day, but if you go through their Chip In for Charity program, you can get $15 off your ticket, and it triggers a $15 donation to a cause that you designate, in this case, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School golf team. John McGuire is the coach. Great guy. They have a great program. They did okay this year, too. They can always use the money, for sure, like any other sports program. And you can either go to my website and find Travelers Championship. You go onto the Travelers website and you follow just a series of simple, even I can do it, simple prompts to get you through and buy the tickets. Or if you have trouble with that, you can email John McGuire, his Canaan boy. His email address is mcgrjohn, J-O-H-N, at Gmail. And if you didn't write that down, again, you can go to my website and find that. And I love these programs because they are absolutely win-win-win. You know, you can save some money for yourself and make a donation to a worthy cause all at the same time. And there's nothing better than that, as far as I'm concerned. So this Friday is the deadline for that. So you might want to do it if you're planning on going, or you know, call your friends and get together and fill a car and go. And it's a great day, great cause, great savings. I can't say enough about it. And that pretty much wraps up the week.
And are you golfing on Monday?
Oh, I am. I absolutely am. I've never missed it. It's 24 years I've played in that tournament.
Well, we've got the hole-in-one that's going to be on every par three.
Oh, great. And, yes, that's right. I knew that, and I apologize for not mentioning that.
And the one hole-in-one is worth $5,000 to somebody. So it should be a lot of fun. The weather, there might be some showers, but you know what? Showers have never stopped the Murphy Open in the past.
And no, they haven't. No, I've gotten wet a few times. You know, a lot of people don't think of golf as that much of an athletic endeavor, but we tough out the weather to get it in.
You know, it's an athletic endeavor.
Well, it really is. I mean, if you play it, you realize that, but if you don't, you kind of look at it askance. You might not think so, but it is.
I know. My sports guy in the morning, Mike Kazi, doesn't like to talk about NASCAR or golf.
That's okay. To each his own,
right? That's exactly right. All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks as always.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallihan, Sporting a Cause on Robin Hood Radio.